I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. We're living in a computer world, and being computer illiterate nowadays is about as bad as being reading-writing illiterate was a generation ago. Sad to say, there are a lot of people, mostly older folks, who refuse to join the 21st century. My parents are in their 80s, and they were adamant that they did not want a computer in their house. Finally, my father reluctantly agreed to let me set up a computer for Mom to use to write letters without having to use whiteout. I visited my parents a few weeks later, and I asked Mom what she thought of the computer. She said, "I don't know." I said, "Haven't you used it?" And she said, "Since your father figured out he could get ball scores on it, he won't let me near it." Okay, all this is interesting, but what does it have to do with metal detecting? A fair question, and here's my answer. I got a letter yesterday, a handwritten, snail-mailed pen and ink letter from Marvin in Nevada. From his handwriting, I'm guessing that Marvin is a senior citizen. He needed two old magazines for a treasure lead he was working, and he wanted to know if I had them. He enclosed a stamped, self-addressed envelope for me to write him back. Now, the fact that he mailed me a letter indicates he doesn't do email. Remember, you don't need to own a computer to do email. All public libraries offer the free use of computers. His letter took 3 days to reach me. It will take 3 or 4 more days for my return letter to get to him, and then another 3 or 4 days for his check to reach me, then another 3 or 4 days for the magazines to finally reach him. Total time, 2 to 3 weeks for him to get the magazines he needs for his research. Had he used email and PayPal, the total time would have been 3 or 4 days, and he wouldn't have had to use 3 46-cent stamps and the envelopes and stationery necessary to send letters through the mail. But that's just the beginning when it comes to treasure research by mail versus treasure research online. First, I found both of the magazines he wants for sale as buy it nows on eBay. He could have ordered them immediately without having to contact me or anyone else about their availability. And there's more. After I found his magazines on eBay, I used a Google search to find 2 more magazines with articles on the same story he's researching. I have one of those magazines, and the story in it is an update on one of the stories he was looking for in his other magazines, so it's probably a better source than the one he was asking for. I printed up a copy of this newer article and sent it to him in the stamped self-addressed envelope he had sent me. Sitting in my living room, I did in just a few minutes what would have taken him weeks, maybe even months, to accomplish by himself without the internet. So let me sum this up with 2 main lesson points. 1, obviously, is use the internet for your research. And 2 is, you and I can research treasure leads in a fraction of the time it took the old-timers to track down leads, which means we should find a lot more than they did and not take nearly as long doing it. So, what are you waiting for? Don't know where to start? You'll find a lot of help in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. You'll find a lot of free articles on that website, too, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.